Hey, everybody. This is a special you need to be aware of for Father's Day. Mike Lindell has a passion to help everyone get the best sleep of their lives, but he didn't stop by just creating the best pillow. Now he's done it again with My Slippers. Now, listen, this is the first time he's ever done this and gone this far, but for a limited time, you will save $90 on a pair of My Slippers. This blowout sale of the year is not going to last, so you've got to order right now, and you can order in time for Father's Day. He took over 2 years to develop these slippers. They're designed to wear inside and out. It's like walking on pillows, you guys. It's amazing. It's impact gel plus foam to prevent fatigue. And it's also made with quality leather suede. So happy to be able to bring this to you. But what a deal that is. $90 off the My Slippers. You're practically getting them for free. So make sure you order up for Father's Day. I promise you, he does not have slippers like these slippers. Get them for the man in your life. They're going to love. Hey, everybody, Kate here. You know, I had Dr. Zelenko on the show a couple of times. He's the one that gave ivermectin to President Trump. Make sure that you go to his website, and it's right at the bottom of my homepage. So please find the Zelenko Z-Stack. He's got two products now. One is the product we're always talking about with four major ingredients that you need right now to build your immune system. The other one is a detox that's brand new, and I would take advantage of getting that as well. We all need to detox. Dr. Zelenko's website is fantastic. They'll kick the products out quick. Take advantage of this right now while supply chains are still in motion, and get as much of that as you possibly can. He's a fantastic doctor that just calls it like it is. That's what I love about him. So go to that on the bottom of my homepage. Look for the wonderful sponsors and find Dr. Zelenko Z-Stack. Thanks, guys. Them.
Ink and toner.
I wish we had a TV expert to tell us what to do today. I hate relying on common sense. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
This is the constant give and take of security planning. There is an opportunity to learn lessons from the events of January 6th. Investigations should be considered as to the funding and traveling what appears to be professional agitators. As to the funding and traveling what appears to be professional agitators. First Amendment rights should always be considered in conjunction with these investigations.
That's right, Morgan. We learned this morning that former Senate Sergeant at Arms Michael Stenger was unfortunately found dead yesterday morning in his home. We don't know many details about this, the U.S. Capitol Police, and we also don't have an actual cause of death officially yet. But we know that Stenger came under fire for the backlash after January 6th. He resigned the day after the attack on the Capitol. He, of course, was in charge of security for the Senate the day of the riot at the Capitol. And so we're not sure really what the connection is between possibly the January 6th committee.
As to the funding and traveling, what appears to be professional agitators.
Welcome, Kate Daly Show. Michael Stenger died yesterday. They don't really know the cause yet. I can tell you the cause. It's called whistleblowing. He said there were professional agitators there, and then, of course, he resigned the next day. That should have told us volumes. That was not really published at the time. And you know, his testimony is very inconvenient for a lot of people. And especially when they're trying so hard with the narrative today, the evidence, if you want to call it that, was so ridiculous. Trump demanded to be taken to the goings on over at January 6th because he was president and because he wanted to be there and told his people that told us all that he would be there. And so, of course, they said he lunged at Secret Service. What is lunging? You mean saying that I'm the president, get me over there? And so this testimony came out like this was some big whoop-de-doo. And here's the president saying, I am telling you, you're going to take me over there. And that was the big to-do. So absolutely ridiculous, amped up accusations against Trump. It just baffles me to no end that this thing continues on. And I still love the Babylon Bee, article that people were dying of boredom. Literally dying of boredom as the death count went up from boredom from the January 6th extravaganza that they were trying to present. So there's that. I want to welcome Ryan Brinkerhoff with me. How are you?
I'm doing amazing, Kate. How are you?
I'm so good. Uncle Milton had to leave us. He wasn't feeling that great, so he went home. And I really appreciate you co-hosting this hour with me. And we're going to be talking. We were just talking about the grid with Michael Mabee. What a fantastic hour, because there were some things I did not know about the grids and the vulnerabilities. And so with that, we're going to talk about some natural health, too, that you can do, some natural things that are available to us, because I really think we need to be working so hard on making ourselves independent. So just a couple of things, though, before we go there. Iran and Argentina wanting to be part of BRICS. That's kind of interesting, isn't it?
Really interesting.
Yeah.
Wow.
Along with Russia and China and India. That's a real weird... That's a really strange little article there. Iran and Argentina wanting to be part of BRICS. I also, so strange, I also wanted to let you guys know a Fed hike again on mortgages up to 5.23. And that is amazing, because I think it was like a year ago, wasn't it, like 2.6 or something, 2.7. So it's gone up. It's doubled. And I know you guys are struggling out there with gas prices and everything else. So I'm right there with you in, oh my gosh, this thing is just a runaway train right now. I also wanted to say this before Ryan and I get talking, but I want your thoughts on this too. I want to keep this in the news because the news is desperately trying to keep this out of the news. And that is the gun bill that went through. And they keep calling it, it's the bipartisan gun control package, as if it's some kind of gift. And it obviously went through. It's signed. And Thomas Massie, I really like Thomas Massie. He's one of the few that I really like. I have kind of a horrible congressman, but I really like Thomas Massie. And he tweeted that red flag laws violate the Fifth Amendment to the Constitution. No person shall be deprived of life, liberty, or property without due process of law. Red flag undermines all of that. Gives anybody can call on anybody. Anybody can do anything. And you are then being presented by the police with a, we're going to come in and get your guns, and you have to fight in a court of law to get them back. No trial whatsoever is necessary in order to go in and go into your home and take your guns from you so that you have no ability for self-defense. Scary.
That is unbelievable, actually.
I know.
Like,
if
somebody next door wants to rob your house or bring harm to you and your family, call you in the day prior,
yeah,
get the cops to take all your guns away, and then go do what they want to do. Like,
and you have to go spend money and time for a year or 2 years to try to get them back and prove
your innocence.
Yeah. Here it is. And this could be ex-spouse. This could be ex-employer, ex-employee. This can be somebody with a grudge, yeah, a vengeance, a political group that doesn't like you politically speaking out.
Unbelievable. Yeah, somebody just doesn't like you. You know how much that would cost you to go fight that in court just to get back your God-given constitutional right?
Yes. It is truly amazing. And this sails through, and no one's paying attention to it. The gun control package included several items, and this is from fee.org, incentives for states to pass red flag laws, incentives, payment to pass red flag laws in the states, in the red states. This is where they really want to get them. And a crackdown on straw purchases, an end to the boyfriend loophole. So instead of spouse, it's boyfriend. Now it's boyfriends and girlfriends, and investments in mental health, suicide prevention, as well as crisis and trauma intervention, an expanded requirement for who must register a licensed federal firearm dealer, and enhanced background checks for 18 to 21 year olds looking to buy a gun. So you can go in the military and handle a gun. You just might not be able to buy one.
Wow.
I know.
Wow.
It's amazing that this is going through, that this went through. It is signed now, and no one's talking about it. But you basically have to call state and local law enforcement to search for any sealed juvenile records or mental health events, as well as agencies in the state that deal with mental health issues, before 18 to 21 year olds could purchase a gun. And it's very, very harmful because of what it's going to do to the umbrella of mental illness. So what is considered mental illness in this country, and when are you a threat? Now, several states like Georgia are trying to pass and have passed something that says, because we all know there's that you can get somebody committed, right? And they can put a hold for 72 hours if somebody's a threat to themselves. Well, in Georgia, and I exposed this on the Alex Jones Show too, they said they changed the wording of it to say, in the future, if you're ever a threat or could be a threat.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Huge. That is the biggest change, because then somebody can say, well, I think they might be a threat in the future because, you know, they're talking that they don't like the government or whatever the reason may be, right? I mean, it could be anything. And all of a sudden, that person then could be on a hold. Mental health evaluation. So many things are changing right now. And the states, you know, the media has been very silent on that. They haven't talked about that. And that's why I did it on this show and the Alex Jones show. And I had a legislator from Georgia on the show to talk about it, because there were only 3 Republicans that voted against it because they didn't know what it said. Wow. It was rushed through. And so to say that somebody could be a threat in the future and that you could actually have them taken in on a mental health hold, and what does that do to their ability to own a gun? Yeah. This is huge. And I do hope people are paying attention to these things and letting their legislators know all across the country what some states are doing, because usually when it goes through on a state, it'll go through on all of them. And that's how they do it. It's just blanketed. And I hope that approach doesn't come to fruition. I really do. Because in our state, you know, I'm in a red state, and I know we're live in a lot of places right now, but I'm in a red state, and our red state talks about red flag laws as if, well, yes, of course, we need as many red flag laws as we can because of just the deranged. It's not just the deranged. It affects a lot of people because people can be put under a mental health umbrella. How you feel about government. Look at what they've done to the January 6th trespassers who went in with the door was opened for them, who went in to take selfies while the cops stood there. And they said they were domestic terrorists. Nobody had firearms. Nobody was armed. They keep calling it armed. Nobody was armed. They weren't shooting at anybody. Okay. And by the way, did you ever see any of the brawls on tape? No. Nobody had any injuries. Okay. So if they can go that far for somebody that walks into our building that we've paid for, if we're walking in, then what do you think they're going to do with mental health and how they're going to broaden that umbrella? I know it's, we're not doing anything about it. We're just saying, oh yeah, you know, that mental person. Well, in our minds, we all have this mental deranged guy with a gun in our minds as the person they're trying to get for a red flag. But that's not how it is.
No. There's plenty of precedents, too, in history about this. I mean, you just go back and look at the witch trials. Mm-hmm. You know, once that got kicked into frenzy and that, you know, everybody was ratting everybody out.
Right.
If there was somebody you didn't like, you could just literally go to the officials and say, hey, I saw them talking to a demon in the forest. And then next
so
thing you
true.
Know, you know, they're begging for their lives. And a lot of them lost their lives because of that.
I just saw a show that had that on there.
Yeah.
Just like that. And they were accused and nothing anyone could do. Hi, caller. Whoops. Sorry, I'm trying. Nothing anybody could do. And so if they're not good at defending themselves, if they don't have the money to defend themselves, then what? They just get whatever accusation, whatever charge thrown at them, and it sticks. And you have to fight so hard to get your guns back that how will the courts treat that? And so everybody should be appalled that now that bill gets the money to get the incentives, which means payment, to the states to make sure they pass it. And with a big enough group and lobby group to make sure that goes through, don't think for a second it won't go through in every single state. I mean, hardcore. And I'm so appalled by this, because I was watching the news all weekend to see when the bill was signed. I only got one email about it, and I was waiting to see how many different outlets were going to talk about it. And nobody. In fact, Monday morning, nothing. It was all abortion, nothing about the gun control bill. And it is very egregious because of what it does. We have said for years, the last 5 years, the concentration, because they're so bipartisan, the last 5 years has been a major concentration on mental health. Mental health. And we knew that was probably going to be the way that they exercised major gun control. And that's exactly what they just did.
Yeah, it would be really interesting to see, because once this kicks off, there's probably going to be a giant backlog of people waiting to get into the courts and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
But once you are basically accused of this,
mm-hmm.
do they have the right just to come and take your guns away from you until your court date comes up?
Yes, they do.
I mean, you could have a backlog that could take years before you could go in front of a judge and explain yourself.
They can come in, and I don't even think they have to actually get it signed as a warrant from a judge. They can just actually come in and say, you're a threat, and somebody reported you, and your guns are gone.
Wow.
We'll be right back. We're going to be talking a little bit about health when we come back, too. Something that you need to be very, very aware of, and I'm actually really excited to talk to Ryan about this. This is his wheelhouse. Be right back on The Kate Daly Show.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is The Kate Daly Show.
Smiling, thinking to myself, man, what a picture perfect postcard this would make of America. It's a high school prom, it's a Springsteen song, it's a ride in a Chevrolet. It's a man on the moon and fireflies in June, a kid selling lemonade.
Hi there. Welcome back. Kate Daly Show. It's America, Rodney Atkins. Welcome back. Make sure you get over to preparewithkate.com. Get some food storage, please. Preparewithkate.com. And all you have to do is click on one of the packages, the 4-week or the 3-month or the year, and it'll take you right into the website. So preparewithkate.com and get some food storage, please. Begging at this point so that you guys have what you need when something hits. And we know that we have a few things to think about, don't we? Especially from today's show. Just wanted to mention Balance of Nature. This is something you definitely need in your arsenal. Please go get Balance of Nature. Code word Kate. Get some extra for your food storage. 31 fruits and vegetables every single day. Nothing in your food storage will give you that. And so make sure that this is one of those things that you order extra of. And it'll keep. And you need it right now. And you need to be increasing your immune system, your immunity. Because I think that there's a lot of things that that come in to hurt our immunity. And if we're not really always aware of that, if you're not aware of that, just think about how many times you're kind of getting sick. And this is where we really need to make some gains in our immunity and figure out how to up it. Well, Balance of Nature is fantastic. 31 fruits and vegetables a day. So make sure you're doing that. And we were just talking about red flag, but what's interesting about red flag, and my guest is Ryan Brinkerhoff from Inside Out Hyperbarics, but let me just say this. The red flag bucks, the money they just put in as, I will call them incentives now instead of bribes, incentives to pass red flag reminded you of the COVID bucks.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, during the COVID days when all of these hospitals were really struggling to make their ends meet, all of a sudden we get this thing from the government saying, you know what, if you have COVID patients that pass away, we're going to incentivize that through a federal program. And a lot of people just magically started dying, wink, wink, nudge, nudge, of COVID instead of whatever else they were dealing with. It's very, very similar to the way this thing's kind of playing out here with states being in this recession-based place. You know, California going broke 10 times over. Well, now you pass this law, we're going to incentivize that, so you're going to have more incentive to wave these red flags everywhere.
Yeah, and it's so destructive to us. I can't even imagine something more destructive because there's no due process, and your life, liberty, and property are supposed to be yours. Anyway, I know it just is so discouraging. And you're right about the COVID bucks, and it makes them keep going with it, too. And I know I'm getting messages from California, and I'm getting messages from a lot of places that people are starting to mask up again and join the crazy. 2.5 years later, they think a mask is their immunity. And so they wear it on their face. And I'm like, it's like wearing your IQ level on your face. What are you doing? And I know that because of what you do for a living, that this has just got to be just, oh, my gosh. Crazy.
It's like putting up a chain link fence trying to stop mosquitoes from coming in. It just doesn't, it makes no sense.
And people are starting to say, certain corporations and stuff, mask up, mask up. And we're in the summer and it's in the heat. And oh my gosh, what are people doing? And so I wanted to bring Ryan on because I knew we were going to be talking about grid today. And I knew that that was going to spark a lot of, what do I have? What am I prepared for? What am I going to do? And this is in the health department of, what are you prepared to do to get away from pharma? What are you prepared to do? Because when I had Judy Mikovits on, everything she was saying after 2017, things have changed so radically with regulations being thrown out the window, and it was like a mysomatic, and they were able to put anything they wanted in these shots. And I'm talking from flu shot to COVID shot to all of it. And so you know, we're going to talk about this as far as an answer and what it does, because a lot of people don't even know about it. They don't know that there's hyperbaric.
Right. And so that's kind of the thing that's been since, you know, we opened our doors in 2016. I spend most of my time speaking with our clients about how you need to become your own healthcare advocate. You need to understand, you know, the way your blood work looks on paper. You need to understand the importance of diet, nutrition, all these supplements that are available. And so if something like COVID ever happens again, you know, you don't have to run down the street to your doctor where you're exposed to other things if there's, you know, God forbid, an actual nasty pathogen going around. But you can take control of your family's health. And that's something that we preach day in and day out. It's made major changes for me and a lot of my clients. But hyperbaric oxygen therapy is really, really a vessel to give you back control over your family's well-being.
I've had you on before. We've talked extensively about Plum Island. We talked about Lyme's disease, which you had. And there's all kinds of things that people are getting. And some of it, you know, government-born illness. We need to call it a government-born illness, a creation out of a lab. And I know more things are coming. And they could also be creations out of a lab and government-born. And so I wonder what people are doing in their homes. I mean, vitamins are great. Supplements are great. Even though they're trying to come out with studies going, oh, yeah, those don't work. Yeah, they do, because that's why my husband's alive today. But let me just tell you, I think that we're going to see some things. And I always think hyperbaric is a great option. What does hyperbaric actually do to the body, though? Because you're breathing in oxygen. What does it actually do?
Yeah, so you're in a pressurized chamber breathing in, you know, close to 100% oxygen. And we all know how important oxygen is, but it's the cascade of different things physiologically that it kicks off in the body. So one of the biggest things that happens is hyperbaric oxygen therapy is one of the best anti-inflammatories in the world. It works different than like our NSAIDs, our Tylenol, ibuprofen, where they go in and tell the brain, hey, you're just not in as much pain as you think you're in. Hyperbarics goes ahead of that and turns off these signaling compounds called cytokines, pro-inflammatory cytokines.
So Tylenol like would cover up.
Yeah,
and
basically.
Say, nothing to see here, folks.
Yeah.
But this is actually going to help the situation.
Yeah, this goes and tells the body, okay, we've got enough inflammation, whether, you know, whatever the inflammatory condition is, everything from, you know, nasty autoimmune diseases to cancers, things like that. Mm-hmm. It says, hey, we know we need inflammation here, but we don't need this much. Let's turn off this little faucet of these cytokines dripping into the body that's kicking everything into overdrive. Let's kick that down from a 10 to about a 1, and let's let all this swelling, all this you know, coagulation problem that we have going on, and let it all just settle, clear itself out, and go from there. That's one of the main benefits. The very best one, though, well, there's two of them, is your stem cell production goes up almost 8 times when you're in a hyperbaric environment. Yeah. So, you know, stem cells have been a big thing for the past 10 years. People are, you know, $5,000 per injection of a vial. But when you're in a hyperbaric environment, your circulating stem cells go up almost 8 times.
Jeez.
So that is one of the ways, whether you're dealing with a cut on your foot or you're dealing with, you know, some horrible autoimmune disorder, that is one of the main ways that hyperbarics comes in and says, okay, look, let's get these stem cells down here. We got this kidney that's not functioning right. This heart needs some help. Those blank cells go into those areas and start repairing organs.
And we've heard a lot about cytokine storms through the shots.
Yes.
Right? And that's where you keep those buzzwords. We just keep hearing about them from all the doctors. Peter McCullough, all of them are talking about that and what the shots cause. I'm sure you've seen the horrendous coming out of the shots.
It is very sad. It's sad what it's done to certain people. And then when you're communicating with them, you can see the absolute regret in their eyes because it was a fear-based decision that they made.
Mm-hmm.
And they will look you right in the eye and say, I never should have
done
what I did.
And they're seeing vertigo and they're seeing all kinds of
all the coagulation stuff that's happening is
clotting.
Unbelievable. Yeah. I've never seen anything like it. I mean, the only thing I can really compare it to in some of these people is when you see what happens when viper venom, mainly like cobras and taipans, when their venom hits blood, it turns it into almost like a jello-like substance. And some of these autopsies that I'm seeing done on the internet of people that have died after the shot, very, very similar.
So scary.
Very similar. So.
And they have more shots coming. And I don't know who could line up for these after what we've seen. The payouts, $6 billion in payouts, unusually for ages 18 to 49. That's not usual. And that's in the deaths for those that are suddenly just dying.
Right.
And so the people that have had the shot that are coming in for hyperbaric, it's able to help.
It helps a ton. Yeah. It calms down all that inflammation that's kicked up by the shots. And then, I mean, if you're having coagulation issues of any type, whether it's more of a natural or, you know, vaccine induced, hyperbarics really gets that blood going throughout the body. So it's not just sitting stationary where it has a chance to coagulate up like that.
Okay.
So.
And we're also seeing a lot of autoimmune.
Oh.
And we're going to see a lot more over the next couple of years, aren't we?
Yeah, we've seen an uptick in probably the last 16, 18 months. Autoimmune clients that come into our location are up probably about 40, 50% already.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Wow. And so hyperbaric, so you can get a chamber for your home. And that's what I wanted to talk to you too, is all the benefits of that. Because as we go into the future and as we have these things keep happening, do you have a way to help yourself in your home without having to go into the socialized medicine solution? Is there, what can you do inside your home for you? And so if you are having issues and problems with autoimmune and all these things, can you use the machine daily?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. So I have everything from people who are dealing with like stage 4 cancers. You know, you get into the ALS patients, Parkinson's. So the very far spectrum of as sick as you can get before you end up in the grave, to super elite athletes and then people in their 60s, 70s and 80s that are just trying to maintain their vigor for life. The University of Israel came out with a study last year, and it was having to do with telomeres without getting too nerdy in the science. When they discovered telomeres, they knew that they kind of found the fountain of youth, because every time that we rebuild our body with cells, it chops a little bit of those telomeres off. And then once there's no more telomere being protected on the end of the chromosome, then it's going to set into motion a disease process. Well, the study they did, not only did the patients that were using hyperbarics, their telomeres quit getting cut off, but they actually grew about a 23% more length of their telomeres on their DNA. So basically, at the end of this study, those patients, they were all over 60 years old, were now aging like they were 48 years old.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. And if you want to get really into that, you know, you got to go back and look at before the big flood, the pre-flood era. Not only did they know that the oxygen levels were so much higher on the earth, but the atmosphere was up to 3 times thicker. Because I used to sit there in seminary class and they tell you how old these people were back then. And you're like, there's no way they were living that long. But now that we know that we can actually stop the breakdown of telomeres, not only that, but lengthen them, it could lengthen people's lives by a very, very, very long time.
Whoa.
So there is a link to that now.
That's something I didn't know.
Yes, they're starting to put all those puzzle pieces together, going, maybe those people were living that long because we had so much pressure in the atmosphere with a lot higher oxygen content. Maybe the earth was like a big hyperbaric chamber back then.
Oh my gosh.
Right.
Interesting, because we know that when you go in for like an ailment, it actually helps your collagen.
Yeah.
It actually helps you look younger.
We have a lot of people that just use it for, instead of going and getting Botox and other things like that, they'll just do hyperbarics 3 or 4 times a week, and it keeps that face looking plump, skin looking nice.
That's amazing. Mm-hmm. So this has been around like 60, 80 years?
It's been around like 200 or 300 years.
Oh,
actually, it's been a long time. We were even using it during the Spanish flu. We had one doctor in Missouri that was, you know, looking at everything and going, his idea was, my patients that come from lower altitudes don't seem as sick as the ones that live at higher altitudes. So he knew it must have to do with pressure. So he built a little chamber, put people in there, pressurized them up, and he never lost one patient of the Spanish flu after that.
Really?
During this COVID pandemic, we were actively inviting active COVID patients into our business, which we got so much flack, not only from other doctors, but Doppel. But we never lost one patient.
Well, they treated it like the plague, and you never lost one.
Not one. Wow. And then we've had over 500 long-haul COVID patients come in, and every single one of them has kicked their symptoms, no matter if they were in the intensive care unit or just having
because
a little energy.
Because of the oxygen going in.
Right.
We'll be right back. My co-host this hour is Ryan Brinkerhoff, and we'll be right back on the Kate Daly Show. InsideOutHyperbarics.com is his site. We'll be right back.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time. I'm sleeping better. I wake up better. I was so groggy all the time. I didn't want to get up. When I wake up, I'm awake. I've got more energy. It's with my situation. I had 2 surgeries a year ago within 3 months. I had a hip replaced and a major back surgery. The circumstances where the surgeries were close together, and they knocked me down pretty good. And I'm feeling much stronger now. I just bought a bicycle, ready to start getting back into shape because I have the energy to do so.
Start your journey to better health with Balance of Nature right now. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com for more information or to place your order. Shipping is always free. And don't forget to get 35% off your first order as a preferred customer by using discount code KATE.
Lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
You fathers and you mothers, be good to one another. Please try to raise your children right. Don't let the darkness take them. Don't make them feel forsaken. Just lead them safely to the light. When this whole world is blown asunder and all the stars fall from the sky, remember someone really loves you. We'll live forever, you and I. I'm gonna live forever.
Welcome back, Kate Daly Show here. Love that song, Billy Shaver. All right, welcome back. I have Ryan Brinkerhoff guesting in with me, and Uncle Milty. We'll be back on Thursday. I do Alex Jones' show tomorrow, and then, of course, this show right afterwards, like 5 minutes afterwards. I also wanted to make sure you went over to Zelenko's website, and he has some amazing products out. He has a quad product of quercetin that gets the zinc into the cell, and zinc and vitamin D, and what else? I can't
probably
remember.
Vitamin C.
Yes, vitamin C. Thank you. And you would know, Ryan. And so this supplement is fantastic. Make sure you get it and make sure you get several ahead. And Zelenko is fighting cancer right now. But he's the one that gave ivermectin to Trump. And I actually told him about Sarracena Purpurea, and he's actually making a product for it. And so I had him back on the show, and he was like, I'm making a product. And I'm like, yeah, I know. I'm the one that told you about it. He was like, oh my gosh, yeah. Anyway, so Zelenko is coming. Zelenko products are on the bottom of my homepage. So is Ryan's website, and that is insideouthyperbarics.com as well. You can check that out and link over and give him a call and ask him questions. He's more than open to do that, because we need as many things in our arsenal as we can get, Ryan. And hyperbaric has been something that's been helping cancer patients and dementia and autism, and I'm bringing brain trauma and like all of these different things. So today I really wanted to make sure that people were aware of what it can do. And you're getting calls from all over the country from people that are suddenly interested, especially after they looked at that study that you just cited.
Right. Yeah. The telomere study. Yeah. I've gotten calls from some of the most intelligent people that I've ever had call into my location. One that was really interesting, I had 2 gentlemen call. I thought they were doctors.
Okay.
They knew the medical terminology. They were unbelievably dialed in with human physiology. Mm-hmm. And they were actually 2 attorneys from the LA area, because they mm-hmm. wanted to talk about these hyperbaric chambers after this telomere study landed. And they ended up not only buying hyperbaric chambers for their homes, but they bought them for every one of their children's homes, and their grandkids that were over the age of 18.
That's so smart.
Yeah, absolutely. Because they not only viewed it as, okay, this is a way to help them heal whatever goes on in their life from this point on, but also, if you can slow down Father Time or even slightly reverse it with hyperbaric oxygen therapy, what better gift can you give anybody than that?
That's really kind of cool.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's amazing.
Oh my gosh. And he bought them for all of his kids?
Yep.
Huh.
Yeah.
See, that's what I think. If people have these more in their homes too, I mean, not only is it going to be convenient for them, but I look at all the medications people are on. Yeah. I look at how pharma has invaded our lives. And I almost played the Jeff Foxworthy clip coming into the show where he's going to take eye drops, but then he reads through a series of things,
yeah.
You know, rise in your mortgage rate. I mean,
it's all the side effects. sex, right? Yeah.
And I thought to myself, you know, that it's so true, though, that people are on how many medications?
Oh,
I mean, it's almost amazing, but there are ways to get off of the medications
yes.
and not be reliant on pharma, because I wonder sometimes we have a grid down or we have, you know, certain things that happen to us. And all of a sudden you can't get pharma. What are people going to do? Because
right.
they're so reliant on it. But why are we so reliant on it? We have so many health problems, I think, because of pharma.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it's the way that we, you know, everything we've had put in our food for all these years, all the chemicals we're exposed to. And then when we go to our trusted healthcare representatives, you know, it's not let's look in the body, see what's wrong. Let's just throw a drug at somebody and hope it sticks.
Yeah.
You know, let's just deal with that symptom. Well, why would we want to do that? Why don't our bodies are the most unbelievable machines that have ever been on this planet. Why don't we just try to give those machines everything that they need so they can get rid of everything that we don't need and they can run on this homeostasis basis?
Yeah. Now, I'm claustrophobic. Mm-hmm. How would I do with hyperbaric?
So we have two different styles of chambers. One's a lay-down chamber, and claustrophobic people absolutely not can get in those.
Okay.
You get in there and their brain tells them, I'm in a tomb.
Right,
I need to
right.
get out of here. And
that would be me.
Yeah. And we have that from time to time at my mm-hmm. location. But we have what we call our vertical chambers, where you can sit upright in a nice chair.
Mm-hmm.
And we can take these claustrophobic people that have tried to claw their way out of our lay-down chamber, put them in a vertical,
right.
and they're perfectly fine.
No way. That's
it's,
so cool.
It's
like
really,
you're just sitting there taking a nap.
Yeah.
My husband's done it. And he just said it just you wake up and you feel like you're 20 again.
Yeah. He's just
okay.
so revitalizing. It's so great. I mean, one thing that, you know, I kind of wanted to touch on is, you know, we all need to do our best to prep, right? We need to have our food. We need to have our water.
Generators.
We need to have those things like that that take care of us. Well,
mm-hmm.
one thing that people don't think a lot about of is, you know, what if something happens where you can't go to the run down to the doctor's office
mm-hmm.
and even get your leg stitched up or anything like that. So I'm always advocating for people, you know, get your vitamins, get your minerals, you know, get some other supplements that you need to keep yourself healthy. But if there was a situation like that, there's probably nothing better that your family could have in their home besides a hyperbaric chamber.
Yeah, because it can solve a
you
lot of issues.
You get a cut that's, you know, normally would fester and might get infected that could really hurt you or take you out, get inside a hyperbaric chamber to heal it up in no time flat.
What about the elderly that are suffering from, like, swelling in their legs or all kinds of different things like that?
That's unbelievable for that. You know, about 80% of my clientele right now are probably over the age of 60. And it's really a kind of a scary trend that we're seeing. But a lot of people come in with that water buildup down in their legs and everything like that. Not only is it, you know, killing the circulation in that area, it's so miserable and uncomfortable for them.
Yeah.
They'll get in the hyperbaric chambers, you know, do their sessions, and they usually don't come in just for that. There's other things going on. But that's one thing most of them will always say is, like, I cannot believe how much better my shoes are fitting me now, or that numbness and
mm-hmm.
tingling I've had in my feet for years is now getting better or completely gone.
Yeah.
So it's phenomenal for so many different things.
You know, I know that we're going to experience a lockdown again. I just know it. And I think the stores are gearing for this. They're gearing for automated, you know, you order your groceries and you pick them up through automation. And all of these things are kind of going on right now. It's kind of like a low buzz right now. And then, of course, they just got $80 billion. King Fraud-A-Lot got $80 billion for the next pandemic because he's just sure it's coming. And it's coming probably fall or winter. And so they've got all this money. And so they're gearing up and they're planning for, I think, a government-created problem that we're going to get, a medical problem. We really ready for that, because we all remember 2020, couldn't get to a doctor, couldn't get a visit, right?
Right.
And couldn't get anywhere. So a lot of people like a lot of elderly would stay home.
Right.
They were so afraid of COVID, they would stay home, not do any of the things, not do any kind of treatment for the things they were having, the
mm-hmm.
swelling and all these things that can contribute to even an early death. They were not going in. And
right.
this is a way to actually, per another lockdown, have some availability in your home to do something.
Yeah. I have a lot of folks across the country, mainly grandparents and parents, that are kind of buying these as like an heirloom thing for their family. So they'll put one inside their home, and then, you know, their grandson breaks his leg, you know, doing whatever. Well,
right.
come get in grandpa's chamber.
Yeah.
Somebody gets
sharing
the flu
it with
or whatever.
And
yeah.
friends.
And it's just, it's such a beautiful thing to have there to help take care of the family, whether it's mental, emotional, or physical injury. The hyperbarics are amazing.
That's really neat. If you guys have questions, of certainly you can call up right now. 888-673-1450. I want as many things in my arsenal as I can have. And where we go, okay, you want a generator, a solar generator, you want all these different ways to cook, you want charcoal, you want, you know, a gas, you want all these different ways. Why do you not have several ways to take care of business when you're ill? Yeah. And like you said, we're not thinking about that. Right. And I wish we would more, because if we were out of the loop, or we were out of this, these circumstances, let's say some major earthquakes hit and everything went down for a while and supplies were out, at least you have a way to have something happen in your home. That's if we do a lot of shows, obviously, on all kinds of topics. But right now, preparedness is probably the hottest topic, only because people are finally, even the ones that were like, whatever, are finally doing it. You're probably noticing this too. Are they asking
I'm
a little
getting
more questions?
So many calls, so many people coming in, just asking from that health and wellness standpoint. You know, they'll come in and say, hey, I've got my guns, got my ammo, I've got my food storage, everything
right.
What do I need to have, you know, in my cabinet to make sure that if anything like this happens again, that I can take care of my family?
Yeah. It's the best way we can fight this, too, is to be prepared for it.
I think everybody needs to be thinking of
that, too. They love it when we're not prepared. And you're a student of history. And just even that study that you said, that's, I'm still thinking about that. That's really interesting.
Yeah, it blew the medical world socks off, because since they discovered telomeres in the 40s, the gentleman who actually discovered them won a Nobel Prize in medicine for it. And then since then, Big Pharma has spent more money trying to be able to stop the breakdown of telomeres. Even if they could stop it, they wanted to lengthen it. But if they could stop it, they could slow down the aging process drastically. And they've never been able to come up with a drug. Nothing has ever worked. But this study, it's out of the University of Israel at Tel Aviv. You can Google search it. Telomere study from there. It will tell you about how hyperbarics not only stop the breakdown of the telomeres, but on average lengthen the telomeres by 23%, which 60-year-old people are now aging like they're in their mid-40s.
Jeez. I know you're probably seeing a lot of ailments come in. What are you seeing the most?
You know, recently, the biggest thing that we've seen is all these new allergies that have come along and the autoimmune diseases since about the beginning of 2020.
Jeez.
People coming in saying that they are, you know, super healthy. I was working out five, six days a week. Now I can't even catch my breath.
There's so many things too. People are experiencing all kinds of things from the shots, but they don't want to blame the shot.
They never will.
Yeah, they never will. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Quick question for Ryan.
I have a question about someone who has a hard time clearing their ears. How can you, do you have to clear your ears to go into this hyperbaric chamber?
Yes, it's very similar to like if you're flying.
Thanks for the question.
But again, that's where our vertical chambers are amazing. If you're sitting upright in the chambers, it is so much easier to clear your ears. And my staff that we have at my location, we have a special way we go about helping the individual clear their ears just by manipulating the pressure on the outside of the chamber.
Nice.
And so when we ship chambers to, you know, people across the country, whether their rentals or they're buying, they get my DVD library that's basically on YouTube for free, that not only shows you how to set up the unit, how to operate it, but we've got a 6-minute long video showing exactly how to help individuals clear their ears when they're using the hyperbaric chamber.
Nice job.
Thanks.
I like that. Yeah. Full service.
Yeah.
Nice. And I love this option. I really do. And I think it's a fantastic option that you can share. And that's really, that was one of the things that I was really excited about too, is that you can share it. Because a lot of people thought that hyperbaric had to go to a place, but when you can have one in your home, you can share that with friends and family and really be a help to people around you. And I know that's why a lot of people are prepping in general too, to make sure the people they love have something to eat in the future.
Yeah, but they often forget about that one phase where, like, if you, you know, cut even a simple cut on your leg, if you can't run into the hospital and get sutured up or help, that could take you out. If it got infected, you could go quick. But with a hyperbaric chamber on board, it will heal up wounds on the skin, I mean, extremely quickly.
What do you want to let people know about the shots, too? Because I know a lot of people are just really having a tremendous amount of health problems.
Yeah, it's one of those things where I think the science is still coming out about exactly what it's doing and what it's done to people. but my feelings kind of go along with Dr. Robert Malone's, if you're familiar with him. He's got a Dark Horse podcast radio on YouTube where he was discussing this, and he mentioned about how these spike proteins are never supposed to leave the injection site on these RNA vaccines. But in man, they were traveling to their bone marrow, which anything in the bone marrow, you name it, you can kick off about any horrible disease, if that's the case. And in women, it was ending up in their ovaries.
Yeah.
So we...
I know. It's so crazy to me. There's a lot of fertility problem studies now coming out. And all, you know, people are on blood thinners for life. That is so scary to me. And they're going, yeah, this is totally normal. It's not normal.
No, it really isn't. I had a lady here locally. She used to teach 5 or 6 of the Peloton classes a day. She's in that good of shape, right? She was the one riding the bikes, leading everybody. And she was in church, and she's got this pain in the middle of her back that migrated around the front. She looks at her husband. She's like, I think I'm having a heart attack. And he's looking at her like she's crazy because he knows how fit she is.
Right.
Well, by the time she finally got to my office, she was down to doing 1 Peloton class a day, and she was having the hardest time breathing, and got her in the hyperbarics, got her breathing again, sent her to one of my doctor friends, and her coagulation in her body was through the roof.
Jeez.
She was coagulating like she was in her 80s or 90s, and this is a woman that is so fit. Like,
that's scary.
She would run circles around anybody I knew. That was before the shot.
We could do just the show on the impact of the shots, which is really, really scary me because so many people are going to be so affected, and so many people you love, I love. I mean, we've all had people take it. Ryan Brinkerhoff, thank you.
Always fun
talking to you. We'll come back. We'll talk about Plum Island next time.
Hey, you got it.
Oh, man. He knows all the history about Plum Island, and he loves research, and so do I. And so, man, we have fun when we get together. Guys, right now you can get sheets, the most incredible sheets you've ever had in your life, like your grandma's sheets on her bed, like the amazing quality sheets, crisp and clean. And I mean, just amazing quality. They stay like that after every wash. You can pick up these sheets at MyPillow.com right now for 60% off. This is such a huge deal. Please go to MyPillow.com and take advantage of it, but you got to put in the code word Kate, K-A-T-E. Go get the pillows. The slippers are 50% off. The most amazing products, plus you're helping Truth and Radio. I mean, is there anything better? Seriously, it's Truth and Radio. You're actually helping the truth get out while getting wonderful products. Go to MyPillow.com and put in code Kate, K-A-T-E, to get the deals that you're just absolutely going to love. And help Mike Lindell bring out the truth about election fraud, help this show, and really, truly thank you from the bottom of my heart. Ryan. Hi, everybody. This is Kate. Hey, go to preparewithkate.com. Right now, you can get some food storage in your home, and you can get such a savings on it. You can get a 3-month supply with $150 off, or you can get a 4-day supply for $297. There's some great deals right now, and the best part is you can actually pay over time, but get it in your house right now. So I'm really letting you guys know, preparewithkate.com. It puts you right into Patriot Supply. They're a fantastic company with fantastic products. And I urge you to go ahead and get some food now, as prices are going to be doubling and scarcity is going to be happening. So please get some food under your roof. Preparewithkate.com. Thanks, guys.